Bakers. She's left Pari's house to be a maid by Avraham Avinu, by Sarah. On the other hand, we have all of these riots that she was a major loser. Major loser. The mother, the godmother of Amalek. Terrible. The worst. Yishmael. Terrible. Right? Now I'm going to read you a chazal. Chazal in Parshas Vayera. Chazal in Parshas Vayera say that when Hagar finally cried at the end of the day, she cried when Yishmael was dying and she thought it's finished. It says she started crying. Say Chazal, listen to this. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Vav, the Pasuk says, Noidi Safarta Ata Simo Demosi Bineyatcha. David HaMelech davens that Hashem should put his tears in this special pitcher, special container. What container is that? Zok de Medrash Rabbe? What's that container? Lo'oisai mokoim shohogor harida de moyesel. Het HaMedrash. David Melech Yisrael, Machaber Sefer Tehillim, he davens that Hashem should take his tears and put them with Hagar's tears. Thought she's an Eisvav. It's a loser. Got thrown out of Avram's house. What's going on? The Medrash continues and says, Ubumokoim zeh bo Yitzchok Avinu lispalel al bonim. Here am I saying. Yitzchok Avinu, when he came to daven to have children, he went to that place where Hagar cried, and that's where he cried, so his tears could go together with Hagar. What's going on here? She's an Eisvav. So Yimamish, it's like schizophrenia here. On the one hand, Hagar Luchar is Meredik, but then we have all these riots, she's an Eisvav. Now all of a sudden, the Tzadikei Olam, they're going to cry over there by her grave, by where she cried, so their tears could connect to her tears. Her grace of tears. That's what's going on. Now go to the end of the perek. The end of the perek, again, Shlomo HaMelech talks about life and how meaningless it could be. Zok Shlomo HaMelech, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki mi yodea ma tov lo adam b'chayim ispe mei chay hevlo v'yasa ketzel ha-shem yagid lo adam ma yachov tachas ha-shem. Weiter dismissing the advantage of life. What's the big deal? Again, this is like we explained yesterday, this is one of the reasons why Chazal wanted to bury Sefer Koheles, because it's not clear what's the Kavona. Dvorav Soistrim says it. So I'll tell you Moridik Chazal, and I shared this with the Beis Medrash a couple days ago when we were learning Perek HaCholol. I was giving him a shir on the fifth Perek in Sukkah, so I told him an idea which connects to this Medrash. The Medrash is found in Megillas Esther. The Medrash basically is trying to bring out that when a guy is on a bad path, a rasha, he's going down the wrong road, you can't talk any sense into them. It's like they're brain dead. Can't talk sense. So the Medrash Rabbah, it's almost comical. The Medrash Rabbah goes through the Shakla Vataria between Vashti and Achashverosh. When Achashverosh called Vashti to come out in front of everybody, she shouldn't be dressed in such a despicable way. So Vashti, as we know, didn't want to do it. But if you look at the Medrash, it didn't just go so straight. First Esther Amalka tried to, first Vashti tried to talk sense into the thick head of Achashverosh. She tried to talk simple brains. So this is the Medrash. The Medrash says, Sholcho v'omru loy, so Esther Amalka, Vashti Amalka, keep on calling her Esther, Lahavel, sent a message to Achashverosh, and she said, Imroi Manushach, she said, why you want to parade me in such a crazy way in front of these other generals and governors? He says, Manushach, if you're proud of me, why would you want other people to want to have shaychas to me? You want them to want me? Snarish, I'm your wife. What do you want? And if not, so then what's the mile? So what's the maila? You don't want to parade around somebody ugly. Yeah, it's my wife, look. So what are you doing? Doesn't make sense. What's your purpose? Oktsosai. So the Medrash says she gave him a bite, meaning she gave him a chance to chap, to change his mind. V'loy nekatz. He didn't wake up. Shochav Amrulah. So Vashti sends him another message. She reminds him that the old days before he became king, maybe it's not so smart for him to do it. She reminds him of the old days. Maybe not a good idea. He used to be busy with the horses. Didn't help. At the end, she gave him mamish beferish. She gave him musar beferish. Nothing worked. So the Medrash basically brings out of this that you see that you just don't learn your lesson. When a guy is on a bad path, you can't talk seichel to him. I'm sure you guys have seen this in life sometimes. The guy's going on the wrong way. And they go, and they go, and they go. And the more they go, the less they have any brains. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, it says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you see the Avodah Zorah. It says, V'atirish kutzeim v'giluleim, eitz for heaven, kesef zav v'asholeim. That's how the Pasuk reads. So what does that mean? Translate it. Shikutzeim v'giluleim, that's what's disgusting. You'll see there are disgusting things. And then it says, you'll see eitz for heaven, the stone and wood, kesef zav, the gold and silver. Pasha, you learn there are different types of Avodah Zorahs, the goyim. They had Avodah Zorahs that were made out of garbage, clay, nothing. They had Avodah Zorahs that were made out of gold and silver. They also had Avodah Zorahs that were made out of wood and stone. He says, when you first come to Eretz Yisrael, you see the Avodah Zorah, foy! I don't have anything to do with it. I don't want to look at it. Then, second time, 8-11, doesn't look so bad. It's wood and stone, nothing impressive. The third time, Kesef is all, Hashalim. Now it's always beautiful. All of a sudden it's beautiful. Look at the people in the streets, the way they talk. Talk like sewers. Sewers, people could be presidents, they could be congressmen. They talk like behemoths. I guarantee you, the first time you hear somebody talk like that, it's disgusting. You feel dirty, you don't want to be near them. Guy talks like that. Such nivel peh. You want to be in the same room with them the first time. Then you get used to it. Guy's a bum. He talks like a garbage pail. Okay, you get used to it. It's not so bad. The next time around already, you start using that language. Then you use it. And then it's cool. It's cool to be a bandit. I don't know. I still haven't figured out why it's cool. But it's somehow it's cool to be a behemoth. And the more you can look like a behemoth, you can cut your pants, you can color your skin, the more you can look like a monkey, you're Mr. Cool. I don't look at it cool. I also like cool. It's not cool. I don't think looking like a behemoth is cool. Or that your pants should fit you like your mother's stockings. To me, that's not cool. To me, that's very, very, sehr modern. But okay, Trachtus is cool. It's cool. But that's the point. The point is, once you go down the wrong road, you don't have seichel anymore. You don't have seichel. And you can't even... And when Vashti was trying to talk sense into Achashverosh, couldn't get into his head. So I'll tell you what I told Oilam, and it's going to answer all the kashas. It'll answer what Shloim HaMelech meant to me. This is all the kashas. I told Oilam a pashat vart, and this is my best example. Whenever I talk about it in Yitzhuva, it's my best example. I say very simple. There's two ways to look at things in this world. One way to look at this world, short term. Short term. Take every day as it comes. Every day, take it the way it goes. How today goes. Short term. The other way is long term. Okay. Anybody in the world that looks short term is going to do the most stupid things in the world. Think about in your own mind how many times you had a flash thought in your mind. Hey, maybe I should do that crazy thing. And then you go, it's nuts. It's nuts. I once had a guy came over to me, he said, this never happens to me, but he tells me sometimes when he's driving, he has a psychic to drive off a cliff. I'm not going to do it. But you know, just like I get that thought, like wouldn't it be cool just to drive off the cliff? That's not so cool. Why is it not so cool? Because the guy hops that maybe it's cool to drive off the cliff. That chelik of it is cool. But after that, it's not so cool. Tak, if you'd be able to drive off the cliff and you would be a Rebbe or Baba Sali, and you could come back on, it would be ganz cool. But Lamaisa, the result is not cool. Sometimes a guy wants to do some trouble in class, something crazy in class. I'm sure the thought has entered some of your minds sometime in your life. Not has shown here, but sometime back. You had such a thought. But then you think, the consequence, it's not kedai. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What's going to be then? If Kobe would have known how much I'm going to make fun of his Shabbos, he never would have bought it. But he was just thinking short term. The color is very geschmack, short term. But boy, does he regret it. Well, not eventually he will, by the end of the year. Anyway, Lemaise, you can look at something short term, you look long term. Anytime, if you're gonna look at life minute by minute, you're going to make the most stupid mistakes in your life. The most stupidest mistakes possible. But you have seichel. You have seichel. But the key of seichel is to think what's going to be after. Not what's going to be this minute. What's going to be after this minute. And then what's going to be after that. Anybody who has, you have these people that Nebuch weigh 1,000 pounds. Right? They had this guy, Guinness World's Record, they had to bury him in a piano. Right? Right? Now, the guy L'chayra knew that it's not healthy. Right? But when he's eating, he's not thinking past now. He's thinking. Or you have somebody who has a heart disease or diabetes, and they know they shouldn't be eating this. So what do they eat it for? Because they're not looking what's going to be tomorrow. They're looking now. Right now, that piece of chocolate running crisp with ice cream on top looks very geschmack. For the next 30 seconds, it will be geschmack for that thing to travel down from my mouth into my stomach. So it's going to be a 30-second, like amusement park. It's going to be geschmack for 30 seconds. That piece is contributing to your clogging of your arteries, your sugar going up, your this, the, who's thinking about that? That's going to happen 2 years from now. Not thinking now. Any human being that doesn't think what's going to be tomorrow does stupid things. Very stupid things. And how much ahead you could think, that's how smart you are. That's why Chazal say, Eizu chochem arayas anoylot. So Chazal telling us, everybody should be a novi. No. The more you could see, the more you could base what you do today based on what's going to be in the future, the smarter you're going to be. The more you're going to do what feels good now, this minute, right now, you're going to do stupid things. Stupid. The more you could be Royas and Oilad, I would put it like this. Horoyas and Oilad, I read Uchachem. Horoyas and Oilad, I read Uchachem. The more you're going to be Royas and Oilad, the more smart you're going to be. The more you're going to make a long term decision, the more smart. How many times in life do people wake up at 30, 40, 50, 60? They go, I wish I knew then. If I knew then, oh, my whole life, Shkoyach. That's not a kunz. To look backwards, to realize what mistake you made. The kunz is to look forward, to project what's going to be. And based on that, you do things differently. Because you know what's going to be. Or you look, project what's going to be. That's where you have the chacham. And if you look at a baby has no royas in it. A baby has no royas in it. That's why, if you take a baby, and the baby's holding on to a pretzel, and the baby's a year old, and the baby's holding on to a pretzel or a chocolate, and you pull it away, what does the baby do? It's not screaming. Miss Shigan, what are you doing? You're being foolish. Because the baby has no foresight. The baby's not, why don't you do the same thing when I pull something away from you, when you start crying? You don't like when I pull something away from you. You start crying. You don't know Pshat and Ravit, why don't you start crying? Start crying! The teretz is, a boss of them has seichel. They understand that cause and effect. They don't just look at, the baby has no future. The baby just knows what's here now. Go try to convince a two-year-old that you're going to take away their toy now. They're walking around with a toy. Say, no, I don't want you to have that toy. I'm taking away. And when you're 16, I'm getting you a Corvette. 16-cylinder Corvette. They don't have one yet, but we're going to make one. 16-cylinder Corvette. Right? 12-cylinder Jaguar. A Porsche Targa 911. He's busy with his tanker truck, Michigan. His $2.50 tanker truck. He's going like this. The father goes, give me the tanker truck. The kid goes, no. The father goes, tippish. Give me a tanker truck. And when you're 16, I'm going to give you a Porsche. Tanker Narish. The kid goes, no. The father says, you have a choice. Give me a tanker truck now. You get a Porsche. If you don't give me the tanker truck now, you know what you're going to get for your 16th birthday? You can get a Ford Pinto. You know Ford Pinto is Rahman al-Islam. It's a bizarre to be seen with it. Imagine the kid when he turned 16. And he's driving Nebuch the Ford Pinto and the old Gantz Welt is laughing at him, Rahman al-Islam. Right? The only thing worse is a Toyota Prius hybrid. Shreklich. The guy's mom should be Zoya. And his father tells him, Chachkala, when you were 4 years old, 5 years old, I offered you a Porsche. You turned me down for your tanker truck. And the father pulls out he says, this is the reason why you have the Pinto is because this. The kid goes, I'm such a tippish. But when they were five, they couldn't see the 16. If they were able to 16, they would have made an intelligent decision. So in a sense, all the mistakes we make in life is because we look at everything short term. Short term. A baby is very short term. A guy gets a little older, you look a little... How much more you could see, the smarter decision you're going to make. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ha'olam, Dal, if they meet, if you could look at the future, then you'll make all the right decisions in this world. Problem is, it's too far away. People don't like looking so far. If you could look at the whole world like a puzzle, you're going to make all the right decisions. If you're going to make every decision based on today, you're going to make all the crazy decisions. If you look ahead a year, you'll make some good decisions, some stupid decisions. And the more you could look ahead, the better decision. Hogar, what made Hogar become a Gioris? One thing. She saw her father get beaten up when he took Sarah, Pari. So she made a decision. Schar Voinus, she doesn't want to get... She's going to go join Avram Avinu's camp. So Hogar's whole Geiris, her whole conversion to become was all based on short term. It wasn't based on long term, Avodas Hashem, but a short term decision. That was Hogar's whole reason why Hogar picked Judaism. Short term. Short term makes a lot of sense now, everything. As soon as she saw Sarah didn't get immediate results, she's nobody. I'm here for short term. Sarah got no results, I got short term results. That's why she threw everything out. If she didn't see Schar V'Oinesh, the whole reason why she became Jewish was because Schar V'Oinesh. Because she saw her father got beaten up. Okay, so I'm not gonna pick that way, I'll pick the way we don't get beaten up. Oh, Sarah gets beaten up, so she stops. She's a nobody. Because that was her whole mindset was short term. That was Sarah. And that's what the Medrash is telling us with Esther, with Vashti Amalka. Vashti Amalka was trying to tell Achashverosh to think long term. The Rishonim can't think long term. They think what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be. Dozok Shloim HaMelech. The only value, your whole life in this world, it's only a hallway. Ultimately, the Nitzchias is the next world. Right? So any decision you make now that's affecting the long term, you're crazy. It's stupid. Zok Shlomo HaMelech. Even if you live 100 years and you'll have many children, but if you're going to look at life as 100 years, that's the end, then it's Hevel. You got to think long term. The only way this world could turn out to be a bracha for you is if you don't look at things short term. If you look at the 100 years that you're here, that's the time, and having kids, that's Hevel. You're going to make all the wrong decisions. And that's something I'm telling all of you, and remember this for a long time. The more you think long term, every decision you're going to make is going to be better. Not just Ruchnias. Gashmias decisions. You know how many people make stupid decisions Gashmias wise? Same thing. Based on short term. make stupid decisions. It's all based on everything in life. Everything in life is that way. I know people that ended a marriage for a stupid thing. And then afterwards, they're thinking all the tzoros that they have later on. They go, halavai I would have been able to see. Halavai I would have been able to see. There's a woman, she broke up her family 25 years ago. I told her not to do it. I said, you're making a mistake. She wasn't happy. For whatever stupid reason, she wasn't happy. She had some reason. Till today, she tells me she has harata every day of her life. What her family, what she did to her family. She couldn't look long term. Every decision's like that. You can get a job in the future where the job, that job, you could mamish. I have a Talmud now, he's on top of the world. When he started out, it was very bad. I told him, hold on, patience. If you would have made an immediate decision, it would have been stupid. But immediately it wasn't good. He had a tough boss. They were chesroinus. Everything. It's not ruchnius and zichah like that. Every decision is based on that. People you should know get married for short term. I'm not joking around with you. Sounds crazy. People get married for short term. That means they see somebody, they meet, and there's things that they like which are very zeitlich hazach, and things that are just for the moment. How many people, when they meet a person for marriage purposes, they think, what's going to be 10 years? What type of mother do I want for my kids? Who's going to take care of me better when I'm 45 years old? Not now when we're running around and having a good time. Who's going to be more geschmack than the next in a pizza shop? So somebody marries somebody who's more geschmack in a pizza shop, yeah, is going to end up miserable. Because your wife is not a piece of pizza. Your wife is your future. So you got to think long term. Dasok Shloim HaMelech. Shloim HaMelech says, if you look at this world just for the moment, Hevel Urusurach. And you'll do stupid things, you're Ksil. And that's why when Shloim HaMelech said, but rather focus on what's Lamalam in HaShemesh, timeless things, then Chazal realized this whole Kavanah was clear, what he was trying to say. So if somebody would ask you, what's the lesson of Kehelas? One of the main lessons of the Sefer? Don't think short term. And the longer you could think, the bigger of a chacham you are. And the shorter term you think, the stupider decisions you're going to make in every area of life. Okay. No, because these tears that Hagar had, ultimately, when Yishmael was dying,